వందేహం శ్రీగురు.
The following is a lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 5th of May, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Today is the appearance day of Lord Nrisimhadev. It is called Nrisimha Chaturdashi. So, I am so pleased that within such a short time, these boys have nicely learned how to play. And especially, I have to thank Mr. Hiranyakashipu. Mr. Hiranyakashipu has played his part very nicely. So, this is very instructive. A struggle between the atheist and the theist. This story of Prahlad Maharaj is eternally true. There is always a struggle between the atheist and the theist. If a person becomes God conscious, Krishna conscious, so he will find many enemies, because the world is full of demons. What to speak of the devotee of Krishna? Even Krishna, when he personally came, he had to kill so many demons. There was his maternal uncle, his mother's brother, very kindly related. Still, he wanted to kill Krishna. As soon as any son was born to Devaki, immediately he killed, because he did not know who will be Krishna. The prediction was that the eighth child of his sister will kill Kamsa. So he began to kill all the children. At last Krishna came. But he could not kill Krishna. He was killed by Krishna. So, nobody can kill God. The demons, godless society, they simply want to kill God. But actually, God is never killed, but the demon is killed by God. That is the law of nature. This is the instruction from Prahlad Maharaj's life, we can understand. That, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Mrityu Sarva Harashta Aham. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said that I am also death in the shape of taking away everything whatever you possess. We are very much proud of possessing material things, material acquisitions. But when Krishna comes, Prahlad Maharaj saw, Hiranyakashipu, his father also saw Nrisimhadev. This Hiranyakashipu was very clever. As the materialist scientists are very clever. Cleverly they are inventing so many things. What is the idea? The idea is we shall live forever and enjoy a sense gratification more and more. This is called atheistic advancement of civilization. The Hiranyakashipu was typical materialist. Hiranya means gold, and Kashipu means soft bed, cushion. The materialist person, they are very much fond of gold and enjoying sex. That is their business. Hiranyakashipu is the typical example of this materialistic person, and Prahlad Maharaj, prakishtrupena allhada. Allhada means transcendental bliss, ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavitadi. Living entities, real identification is prahlada, blissfulness. But on account of material association, we are in miserable condition of life. So this Hiranyakashipu wanted to become immortal, and he underwent penances, severe penances, so much so the whole universe became trembled, so that Lord Brahma had to come to pacify him. What do you want? So he wanted to become immortal. Lord Brahma said that although I have got very long duration of life, the duration of life of Brahmaji is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, sahasra yuga pajyantam arhajyat brahmano vidu. Sahasra yuga, one group of yuga, satya trita dapur kali, it becomes 43 lakhs of years. And multiply this 43 lakhs of years by 1,000, that duration of time is Brahma's 12 hours, one day. Sahasra yuga pajyantam arhajyat brahmano vidu. So that Brahma, who lives for millions and trillions of years, still he has to die. Janma mittu jarabhyadi dukkha dosana darsana. Wherever you go within this material world, either in the Brahma loka or in the Patal loka, you have to die. That is the problem. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, real problem is janma mittu jarabhyadi, birth, death, old age and disease. Hiranyakashipu wanted to solve this in a materialistic way. But that is not possible. So in a negative way, he wanted that I shall not die on the land, I shall not die in the air, I shall not die in the water, I shall not be killed by any man-made weapon. In so many ways, negatively he thought that he has become immortal. But Krishna is so intelligent that keeping all the words or the blessings given by Lord Brahma to Hiranyakashipu, he killed him. Just like Hiranyakashipu wanted that he would not be killed either at day or in night. So Hiranyakashipu was killed neither at day and neither in night, but just in the beginning of evening, which is neither day nor night. Then he wanted that he shall not be killed in the air, in the water, or in the land. So Hiranyakashipu was killed on the lap of the Lord. So he wanted that he would not be killed by any weapons made by man. So Lord killed him with his nails. Yes. Tabakara kamalabari nakhamadbhuta singam dalita hiranyakashiputanu bhringam kesavadhita narahari rupa jaya jagadish hari. So we cannot cheat God, that is not possible. However scientifically we may be advanced, God is always more intelligent than ourselves. We should always remember. So that is the difference between demon and devotee. Devotee knows that God is great. I am his eternal servant. So he remains a humble servant of Krishna. Therefore he has no danger. Even if he has danger, he will be saved. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranasati. Kaunteya pratijanihi, Arjuna, you can declare it all over the world. that anyone who has taken shelter at my lotus feet, become devotee, he will never be vanquished. Aṅkvā sarva-pāpe bhamo-khoye-śāmi māsuṣa. So these are the assurances. But the atheist class of man like Hiranyakaśipu cannot understand this. That is the defect. They challenge always God. The dissension between the father and the son was that the son was believer in God, Krishna, and the father was not. So, at the end, the father saw what is God in the form of death. At that time he could not save him. So that is the difference between theist and atheist. The atheist always challenges, where is God? Can he show me? Well, you'll see. Not now, but at the maturation of your all sinful activities. When death will come, you'll see. This is going on. It is a very instructive lesson. Prahlad Maharaj, now it is getting late, otherwise I would have recited some of the verses recited by Sri Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is one of our gurus. There are 12 gurus or Mahajan, Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kumara, Kapila, Mano, Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishma, Bali, Vaiyasaki, Vayam. Actually, if we want to make progress in spiritual life, we have to follow the Mahajans, the great personalities. They are mentioned in the Shastras. Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu. Sambhu means Brahma. Lord Brahma is Sambhu. Without father and mother, he became manifest. Therefore his name is Sambhu. Of course his father is Narayana, but not in the usual way. Therefore his name is Sambhu Narada. Naradamani is also one of the Mahajan. And Sambhu, Lord Shiva, Kopila, Kapilidev, the son of Devahiti. Sambhu Narada, Sambhu, Kapila, Mano. And Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is our guru in the disciple succession. So, Mahajana Jina Gatasapantha Dharmasya Tattang Nihitam Guhaya Mahajana Jina Gatasapantha. We cannot chalk out what is the path of religion. It is very difficult to find out because there are many different scriptures, and there are many philosophers, nāsu manijyasya matam na bhinnam. Each philosopher has got different opinion. So how to get real path of religious way? That is recommended in the śāstra, that mahājana jīna gata sapantha. You have to follow the footsteps of great personalities. And Prahlad Maharaj is one of them. So, Prahlad Maharaj was born in a demon's family. His father was a demon. Prahlad Maharaj used to address his father as Asuravarja, the best of the demons. You have seen, he was patting his son, "My dear son, do like this, do like that. Tell me what you have learned, the best thing." Prahlad Maharaj said, Tatsadhu manne asuravarja dehina. The demon never said, "My dear father, my dear, the best of the demons, tatsadhu manne, I think that is very nice. What is that? Hityatmukhatam grihanda kupam vanangato jad hrimasreta." That this worldly life, materialistic life, is self-killing just like a dark well. So one should give it up and go to the forest and take shelter of Krishna. That is the best way of life. So his father became very angry. So the atheist and the theist, they will never agree. But theist also never will submit to the atheist. This is the principle. Prahlad Maharaj was put into so many troubles by his father, but he never forgot chanting Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya Namo. He never forgot. So we should take lessons from this story that even in dangerous position, we should not be forgetful of Krishna. Krishna will save us. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Janglabdha chaparangla bhanga mannate nadhikanga tataha jasmin sthite gurunapi dukhena na vichala. Krishna consciousness is so nice that if one gets Krishna consciousness, janglabdha, chaparangla bhanga, aparangla bhanga, any other benefit or gain is never considered. This is so nice. We are hankering after getting this, that, so many things. They. But as soon as you get Krishna consciousness, you will be satisfied. As Dhruva Maharaj said, Shamin Kritathosmi Varangana Jaj. Just like Prahlad Maharaj. You have offered all benediction, my dear Prahlad. Whatever you like, you can ask. He never asks anything. But you are so kind. That is the example of a Vaishnava son in the family. Despite so much troubles given by his father, still he begged from Narasimhadev, my lord, my father has committed so many offenses, kindly give him liberation. He did not ask anything for himself. So Narasimhadev immediately said, why do you speak of your father? Your father's father, his father, 14 generations, all liberated. Because a son like you is in this family. So, this is the benefit. If a son becomes a pure Vaishnava, devotee, he can deliver 14 generations. That is a special prerogative. Because he is born in a certain family. So, what we can give service to the family, nation, materially. If we become devotee, we can give best service to the nation, to the family, to the humanity. That is the philosophy. So, our Krishna consciousness movement is preaching this philosophy that you take to Krishna consciousness, your life will be perfect. And the method is very simple. There is no secrecy. Just this evening I was talking with a boy. He has got a mantra, very secret. But we say we have no secret mantra. Our mantra, Hare Krishna, is open to everyone. Why it should be secret? If by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, we can approach God, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, why it should remain secret? It should be distributed like anything so that everyone can go. So there is no secrecy. The secret mantra we don't approve. It must be very open. There is no secret. The Shastra never said the mantra can be secret. Harinama, 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 Yvakivalam, Kalau Nasri, Vanasri, Vanasri, Vagadagana. In this age of Kali, Kali means the age of quarrel, age of misunderstanding, age of disagreement. So in this age, it is very difficult to come to the right conclusion by philosophy and other methods. Therefore, in the Shastra, it has been openly declared, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalau Nasti Iva Nasti Iva Nasti Iva Gadirannatha. Three times means Jagadana Tapakriya. There are many other things, meditation, sacrifices, worship in the temple. So, in this age, all these things are impossible to be performed. But, even a child can chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That is proved here. Whenever there is Hare Krishna Mahamantra, even the child can take part, old man can take part. So this is the only method for God realization. There is no expenditure, but the gain is very, very great. That was the teaching of Sri Prahlad Maharaj, and we are following his footsteps let us stick to his principle, Mahajana Jina Gatasya Pantha, and thus become more and more advanced in Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.